הודו לשם כי טוב, כי לעולם חסדו. Thank God we are recording the class, the lady class. We're learning from Oel Rachel. We're on the page 165. This is our address as well, coincidentally. So we learn here, we are in the chapter now, the fourth chapter, about the candle of Shabbos. That the candle of Shabbos is, we are in the fourth session, in the first chapter of the honor of Shabbos, and how is the Shabbos affect our life, that this chapter have seven paragraphs. 10 paragraphs, sorry. So we're going to learn, we're going to start with this first chapter. Is the candle of Shabbos is the Kvod HaShabbat, is the honor of Shabbos. We learn that our life is around the light. The light is the wife, and the wife is supposed to fill up many parts in her life and in the man life, so the husband will be able to see the universe in a different vision. The husband is very limited. The wife is multitask, and the wife with her light, the light creates unity in every room and in every place, that the person be able to see all the pieces connect together. So we are moving forward from the good deed of the mitzvah, that the wife have an obligation. She is multitask, she need to do all these things for her home, for her husband, for the environment, for the parnasa, to show the husband that she is the comfort, she is the tranquility in life. When he's coming from a hard work, he have a place in the universe that this place is only for him, and that's the house. And that's what the wife is supposed to sustain. And if the wife created such an environment, the husband will run home. He's not going to think for a second not to run home. But instead of that, if he's coming home, and instead of to have a wife that welcome him and comfort him, he's going to have a wife that's going to complain, he's not going to have any reason to come home. So the wife need to weave the universe around her husband, her universe. And they say, Isha Chachama Osa Ratzon Baala, that the wife, she's a smart wife. We just summarize, I'm trying to summarize what we learned in the last four shiurim. The smart wife does the will of the husband. That if she become to be a vessel for her husband, everything will work perfectly. What does it mean? That the lady, even that she made from gold, even if the menorah made from gold, without the oil and the wick, she cannot shine to anybody. She cannot do anything. So the wife supposed to make herself a vessel for her husband, so the husband will have a reason to come home, and she need to make her club so good that he had no reason to go anywhere else. So we are now in a chapter, the honor of Shabbos, the honor of the candle of Shabbos. What does it mean? If the wife, she is the light, she is the candle, how she sustain her glory, how she sustain the honor of this candle that she is sustaining. So we start with the Rambam. The Rambam explained, Hadlakat haner hi tikun habayit. When the lady light the candle, she corrected the home, she fixed the home for Shabbos. לכן יש חיוב שיהיה נר דולג בבית משום כבוד השבת, אלו דבריו. The Rambam said that it's have to be a candle in Shabbos, light for Shabbos, for the honor of Shabbos, because the Shabbos required this honor. So we learn, if you don't understand something, you can stop me anytime. We learn that as much as the person is in a lower level, you need to honor him more than the person that he is in a higher level. Why? Because he needed more. The wife, she is the lowest level. And because she is the lowest level, she need the honor more than anybody else. What does it mean, the lowest level? Some people will understand that it's a derogatory word. The reality is that she is the only one that can bring the light down to our universe. She is the lowest level. She'll be able to bring the light into the place that nobody else can bring the light down in this level. That means she can bring life in the physicality and spirituality. She can bring the life from heaven to here. Nobody else can do it. But to do it, to be a vessel for that, she need to bring herself to the... She need to sustain herself as a queen, and she need to sustain herself as the lowest level to give birth to a human being. She have the power. That's what they call the lady. She is a multitask. She is three dimension. She can be in the highest and she can be in the lowest. Men cannot travel in such an expand. And because she is the lowest, that means that she have in her obligation to sustain the home, the house, the children. She can bring the light to every creature in the world. That's the strength of the wife. Nobody has the strength like this. And if she is the one that needs to carry the light up to our universe, she is the Malchut, she is the kingdom, she is the reality of this world. Without her, this universe has no life. So that they said that Chava, she is Em Kol Chai, she is the mother of every living things in this universe, because she brings the light for every creature in this universe. And to bring the light, that means that she needs to expand herself from the highest to the lowest. And because of that, she needs more honor than anybody else that fixes his place in a certain level, and he cannot move and travel in the respect. And this is what is, that's the way the Rambam explained. The Rambam said that the candle, because the honor of Shabbos, the Shabbos is the Malchut, is the Malka, is the queen. We need to respect the Shabbos more than anything else, because God came and He said to us, we make a kiddush in Shabbos, and we said, Al ken berech Hashem et yom Shabbat veikadeshehu. God bless the Shabbos and make the Shabbos holy. That means God bring, we get in, they call it a neshama yetera, an extra soul. That means God extend His hand for us to be able to bring the light to us up to the lowest level here. And because of that, we need to, it's like, for example, if the president is going to come to our neighborhood needs a lot of preparation. Why? Because the president come to a neighborhood that it's not the White House and it's not the King Palace. So we need to prepare the neighborhood for him. The same thing, we need to prepare the neighborhood for Shabbos. We need to prepare the neighborhood for our wife. Do not think that the wife is the lowest. She is coming from the highest to the lowest. Because she is coming from the highest to the lowest, we need to prepare for her. We need to honor her, we need to cherish her, we need to give her more respect than any other creature that lives around us, because she is the one that expands the light from the highest to the lowest. Am I making myself clear? Again, imagine that the wife, she is the president. The president sits in the top of the world. Or she is a king or queen. Now if the queen of England come to our neighborhood doesn't build for queen and king. Build for regular mundane people. Now, open, don't close. Now if she coming down to visit us in our neighborhood, we need to prepare the neighborhood for her. So we need to do an extra super thing to prepare for her the neighborhood. Why it's required? Because she takes herself from the highest and she brings herself to the lowest. She brings the light to our neighborhood. All the media will come, all the newspaper, all the TV, everybody will come to our neighborhood that they had no reason to be here. So because of that, she need the honor for that. We need to honor her, we need to put, to prepare, to paint, to clean. It's like when you got the officer, the chief officer coming to a base in the desert somewhere, so they prepare it for him that it's going to look something nice. The same thing the wife. The wife, she's sitting and she's the queen. She is the toughest of the toughest. Because she come into this universe, and to this, to our life, and she sustained this light for us, we need to honor her more than we honor anybody else. So they call her the lowest level. because she come down to the lowest level. She's the only one can carry the light from the to our universe, from the top to the low. And this is require an honor. Same thing Shabbos. Shabbos, they call it Shabbos, Shabbat Malkata, the queen of Shabbos, right? The Shekhinah coming and dwell in our home. We need to accept, to welcome the Shekhinah with the table, with challah, with wine, with flour, anything. Anything nice. New clothes, nice clothes. The same thing a wife. When the wife coming home, the obligation of the husband for the first year to be mesameach his wife, to make her happy. That means all the wedding is for the wife. The Sheva Brachot is for the wife. The husband should not even go to a war. Need to be by his home, make his wife happy. What is that? Is it a joke? What, he need to be a clown? To dance? To do what? Yes. He need to do whatever it takes to make her happy. And if we did not know how to make a wife happy, we're going to learn from the rooster. How he dances around the hens. Yes, he make himself a clown. He make his feathers up, this, he dance, he make a kukuriku, he make all kind of things. Just that the hens would like him. So the husband need to do whatever. So he says, Shabbos come, we need to honor the Shabbos. We need to honor the wife. וצריך לתקן ביתו. A person need to correct his home. מבעוד יום, מפני כבוד השבת. He need to correct his home before Shabbos coming. He need to prepare. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to prepare before Shabbos coming. He gonna need to be prepared. Otherwise, Shabbos will come. Nobody gonna ask him. And if he's not gonna be ready, it's a problem. The same thing for the wife. Yeah, ner dolek. The candle, the lighting of the candle need to be ready before the day start, before Shabbos start. Bishulchan aruch and the table already been set up to be able to eat. והמיטה מוצעת, and the bed fixed, and the house need to be sparkless. שכל אלו לכבוד שבת. That all this prepare for Shabbos. And this is the way we need to accept our wife. That means, if a person doesn't know how to accept how to accept Shabbos, he will never know how to accept his wife. And if a person taking and he prepare Shabbos, anything, and I say it over and over again, if you just come in and you bring a bottle of wine for Shabbos and you think that this is preparation, it's a problem. Most of the people, they go and they call for guests for Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, I have nothing against guests. Welcome, and I don't care what they bring, and if they bring anything else. The most important, they're going to prepare themselves. They need to prepare the home. They need to prepare the table, even if they're going to eat another place. They need to prepare the table. They need to put challah on the table, wine, like to prepare the house for Shabbos. Because the preparation of the Shabbos is like preparation for his wife. והנה שתי מצוות בשבת מדברי סופרים. We have two mitzvot in Shabbos from our sages. כבוד ועונג. We need to respect the Shabbos and we need to comfort ourselves in Shabbos. באופן קיומם שווה, and you need to keep them as equal. שיהיה האדם עצמו מתענג בשבת. A person himself need to have a comfort of Shabbos. What does it mean to be comfort of Shabbos? So we learn in the chapters before, that the husband is supposed to go to face the universe. To face the universe is a challenge every day. The wife is supposed to be home. That's the original plan of the creation. This day, today, in modern day, they had to send the wife home. Who is going to fill up the space in the home for the children? The husband cannot be a mother and cannot bear children and cannot sustain home. So the wife today took the job in and the job out, inside the house and outside the house. It's a very hard job. That all of those that need to be challenged to be there, it's a very hard job. So that יהיה אדם בעצמו יתענג, because the wife supposed to prepare such a comfort home that the husband will have. We have two parts of life. One is the hard work and the other one is resting. The resting is like comforting, like oneg. And the oneg only comes when he have his wife home and she prepared the home and the house is ready and the food is ready and the children are clean and washed. And that's what the wife do. And if the husband come home and he doesn't have a wife, God forbid, or he doesn't have anybody to prepare for him, he doesn't have any comfort. So the oneg the comfort of Shabbos. This is what have to be in Shabbos. That means if the husband have a wife, he need to respect her. And he need to respect her, and he need to create an environment for her that she will be able to dwell into. He need to build a home for her. He need to get this everything that she needs for to be able to set up the house for him. Like a lady need to knit the pictures. You know those mats that they come in with colors, and you need to, and if she missing some thread, she can scream. The same thing in the home. When she need to weave his universe around him, whatever she needs, she gonna demand, and she have all the rights to demand for that. Why? Because she asked it for him. She asked for the children. She asked for Onik of Shabbos. She doesn't take it to herself. She does everything for everybody else beside her. Ubaze hu kore la Shabbat Onik, and with this, he's calling Shabbos Onik. Shiyeh Adam Atzmo noheg bederech kavod. The person need to hold himself with honor. Lezeu kodash shel Shabbat, and the person coming for Shabbos, he is coming with comfort and with respect. Without this, he cannot have Shabbos. That means if a person doesn't hold his Shabbos in the highest respect, he cannot get the blessing and cannot get the Kedusha of Shabbos. The same thing with the wife. If he doesn't hold the wife to the highest respect, he will not going to be able to come into Shabbos and to get, when they call it Shabbos, you get alken the bracha and the kedusha. When you take a wife, the wife herself is, she is a bracha, and she, for to be able to make her your wife, you need to give her kedushin. If you don't give her kedushin, you cannot make her your wife. That means the wife and the Shabbos need the same needs. Otherwise, you cannot have a wife at home. God forbid. Umikan she'aner u'kvot Shabbat baze she'u not noten babayit hanaga shel kavod. That the candle, it's given into the house, dwelling into the honor of the Shabbos. That means it shine into the Shabbos. And you need to have a very special candle. You need to have candelabra, very nice, from silver or from gold or whatever, to make it beautiful. And you need to choose a good candle that they burn good, that they have good light, good oil, good wick, to be able to do it. וכדבר רבם, וצריך לתקן ביתו מבעוד יום מפני כבוד השבת. And you need to correct everything before Shabbos coming. That means a person need to make himself a vessel for to be able to receive his wife. And if he is not, what do you mean vessel to receive his wife? That means if a person doesn't understand that he need to have a home ready to receive the wife. That means I tell the guy, you want to get married? Prepare half of your closet. I say sometimes I prepare all the closet for your wife. Because when she's going to come, she's going to need all the closet. She's going to need all the cabinet to be able to get in. If you fill up the entire room, you are not ready to have guests. If you don't have a space for her, not in your room, not in your heart, how is she going to come in? She has no reason to come in. The same thing here. A person needs to prepare everything before. And if a person doesn't think ahead, how are we going to be able to get there? Never going to be able to get there. That means the same thing a lady. A lady need to be willing to be a vessel to receive the oil and the wick. Need to be a vessel to receive the husband. Need to be a vessel for to be able to shine the universe. She need to be willing. She need to be prepared for that. Otherwise, the husband will come. Instead of to see him as a husband, most of the people are interrogate each other. Today, it's like you're going to a detective. What, how, where, what? Instead of to look and to see that this really, this lady, she's going to be a good wife. She's going to be a good mother. All the rest is not important so much. You marry her for to be a good mother and a good wife. Today everybody have a different kind of attention. The same thing a husband. If you're looking for a husband to honor her, to honor you, first to honor you, and then to give you kiddushin. That means to give kiddushin is not only to go to the chupa. That's not kiddushin. Kiddushin that he need to sustain the kiddusha at home. He need to be willing to separate this lady from the rest of the world and need to honor her, to cherish her, to work for her, to do everything that it takes for to be able to sustain a wife. And if this man ready for that, He understands that. When the lady will come, he will be prepared. But if he doesn't understand that, and he, when you ask him, what about Parnasa? He say, He ask him, what about, need to sustain a wife? Wife, it costs money to sustain. It's not simple. Do you work for that? Are you prepared for that? Do you have a space in your home for that she can come in? Are you ready to give up your life for her? It's a difficult situation today to educate the people, that the people need to know that they need to be willing to give everything. If she is your wife, you need to be willing to give everything, all your life, just for her. If she is your wife, if you're willing to make her your wife. If not, don't waste her time. Don't waste your own time. Otherwise, you're not going to go anywhere. A lady, if you do not give her the full honor and you do not give her the full kedusha, wasting of time. Do not do it. The same thing Shabbos. ונמצאו ונמצאו למדים כי כשם ששבת היא המקור לשלום ולעונג בבית בדבר תלוי במצוות הדלקת הנר כמבואר במערכת הקודמת. That means that we found out that here, like the way the Shabbos is the roots for every peace and for comfort, the same thing, if you do not light the candle, it's a problem. We already explained it before. When you light in the candle, the husband needs to be willing to do the job that his wife is going to be able to come in. He needs to be willing to sustain the peace at home, to give whatever it takes. We said that if the wife doesn't have what she needs, she's going to scream. And she has all the right to scream. Because she does a so important job, and the husband needs to sustain everything for her to be able to do the job. And the same thing, the comfort. The husband wanted to come home, and he wanted to dwell in a palace. He needs to invest. He needs to invest in his home, in his wife, and everything else. And if she's going to be missing something, the husband cannot be cheap, cannot hold back. Whatever the lady needs, if she's missing a thread for to be able to finish the picture, to weave the universe around him, he needs to do whatever it takes. She has her own vision, and everything that she does is for him. So he needs to be prepared to give up everything for to be able to build this palace. Any question? Question? No. So, בקר בשבת יוצא אל הפועל כבוד האדם בבית. And then when Shabbos come, this man that went to work all week, coming in for Shabbos, his wife prepared the house, clothing, nice tablecloth, flower, nice candle, everything, it's nice. He be able to take and to enjoy the comfort of life. That this is the strength to be able to bring the actuality, all the comfort of the universe into his home. He went to work, whatever he bought, his wife take, make from that beautiful food, beautiful home, beautiful kids, furniture, and now we have the Onik Shabbos to come into the house. ומה הדבר מתקיים? ועלינו להבין, אם כן, את משמעות של כבוד השבת בבית, במה הדבר מתקיים על ידי הנר, וזהו כוחה של האישה, להדליק את הנר שהוא כבוד הבית. So, and all this coming into the bottom line of the candle. The way the candle, they said when Aaron light the candle in the Beit HaMikdash, he said, Ya'iru pnei ha-menorah. The menorah got all shine. Everything got shine from this candle. Same thing the wife. When the wife light the candle, the entire home get full up with light. Her light, she can light, she doesn't light only the candle, she light the neshama of her husband. She light the neshama, the light of everything in the neighborhood. She light her soul that he is going to be able to bring parnasa. She light his soul that be able to go out and to shine to the universe and people will be seen in his light. She light the home. She light the children. She light everything. Everything that she light the candle, when she light the candle, everything in her thoughts, it need to be that this light of Shabbos will dwell into this home. We are lighting the candle for to be able to understand the respect and the honor that coming to the universe for us. we make the Shabbat special. Why a wife married this guy and not this guy? Because this guy was willing to walk the distance to her to make her special. And if this guy will make her special, everything will be perfect. The same thing we need to come to Shabbos, we need to make the Shabbos special. So special that Shabbos will be the highest of the highest for us. And then our life is going to be changed. את המשמעות של כבוד אנחנו למדים מהיפוכו והוא קל. כלשון הכתוב, כי מכבדי הכבד מבחינת יקלו. So he said, for to be able to understand the honor, we need to understand the other side. That God said, the Shmuel said in the Tanakh, the Shmuel said, Shmuel Hanavi said, ki mechabdai chabed mibchinat ve'akelu. That means those people, if a person wanted to receive honor, he need to give honor. Anybody that honor you, that respect you, you respect him back. The same thing Hashem. Hashem, he said, those that they are respect me, that they are honoring me, that they are doing whatever it takes for to be able to prepare. Imagine that the king, the queen of England come into a certain neighborhood. Nobody prepare for her. Nothing. The streets are dirty, this, the car, that. Nothing, no preparation. Nobody welcome her. You think that she will come again to this neighborhood? Never. But if the neighborhood welcome the president or the queen or the king, and they prepare and they make such a beautiful welcoming, believe me, the queen will come again one day just to visit. The same thing, the home, the same thing, our wife, the same thing, Shabbos. And the same thing, Hashem. Hashem dwell in the place that the people are, they said, "Ubanu li mishkan v'shachanti betucham." They're going to build for me a vessel and I'm going to dwell in them. That means when a person creates himself as a vessel, the Shekhinah is coming. He says, I'm willing to come. Just prepare for me. And I'm going to come. The same thing a wife, the same thing a husband. If the wife makes herself as a vessel, the husband will come. It's no such a thing that he's not going to come. But if instead of that to make herself a vessel, people are busy with different things, like he said, Matza Isha Matza Tov, we find a wife, we find good. If the wife willing to put her husband before anything else, Isha is Esh Hashem, Ish, and then the K is after. The K is the Malchut, is this universe. And if the wife taking and making the Ish before this universe, anything in the universe, the husband he find a good wife. But he said also King Solomon, Motze ani et Isha marmi mavet. I find the wife bitter than death. Ha'isha, when the wife, this universe or anything else is coming before her husband, this guy gonna have a very bitter life. Why? Because everybody else is important beside him. And if his wife doesn't make him important, he's not going to be important. Kalhu ki she'en lo yitzivut limtziuto en erech lekiyum mitzad atzmo v'harei hu nitla ba'acharim v'lekol davar yesh hashpa'a alav v'lachen hu nikra kal o nekala l'umat ze ha'mechubad הוא זה שיש למציאותו ערך וזכות קיום מצד עצמו והוא יציב ואיתן. So he's saying that the person כי מכבדי יכבד ובוזי יקלו. The people that they are honoring me, I'm going to honor them. And the people that they are not respect me, they're going to be like leaves. What do you mean like leaves? So he said, "Kal hu ze she'en lo metzi'en lo yitzivut." The person kal, light, is somebody that he doesn't have anything, not consistency in life. He doesn't have any consistency. Ele mitziuto en erech ulekiyum mitzad atzmo. That means he doesn't survive by himself. He all the time he is moving from here to here, and he need this and he need that. V'arei hu nitla b'acharim. He just count on all others, on everybody else. ולכל דבר יש השפעה עליו, and any other little thing can move him, any wind can move him, the leaves to one place to another. ולכן הוא נקרא קל, that's the reason they call it קל, light. הוא או נקלה, or that it's happened to him without him even willing to that. Because if a person is light, and he doesn't take life in a certain way, sustain it in a certain serious way, every little thing can influence him. ולעומת זה, המכובד, בדעה פזי, the one that is respectful, הוא זה שיש למציאותו ערך בזכות קיום מצד עצמו. That the person have his own vision, and he sustain himself the way he understand. He doesn't get influence on the street. He build his home according the way it's supposed to. He any waiting and he prepare for his wife. And he respect the Shabbos, respect his wife. He sustain the, he give a certain consistency to the environment. And when this person sustain this consistency, the environment honoring him and he rise up like a rocket ship. Take for example Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, he came and he was persistent, consistent all the time, and he was like holding the path, very strong. He started as a shepherd, he ended up as a man of God. Noah, nothing, he didn't do anything. Oh, people laughed at him, people this, people that. He was very sensitive to the environment. He was Eta Elohim itanech Noach. He said, where is he God? He walked next to him. He was afraid to move. He didn't do anything. Didn't do anything by himself. Didn't take any initiative. And when a person doesn't take any initiative, he doesn't have any reality to his being. And he is very light, and he's this one said this, this one said that. He accepts everybody that telling him. Instead of to hold a certain path, he starts as a tzaddik, he ends up as Oed Adama, a farmer. And when a person doesn't have anything from his own side, no initiative from his own side, nobody will respect him. And those that they have initiative and they sustain a certain path, they call it Yatziv Eitan, he's very strong and he's very consistent. Mishum kach, kvod mishoresh kabed, that they said the honor is come from the roots of the kabed, is the liver. Klomar, דבר שאין להגידו מקביעותו. That means that a person כבד, he does his job all the time. And the job of the כבד is very important. כבד is also very heavy. משום כך, כבוד משורש כבד, כלומר דבר שאין להגידו מקביעותו. Kaved, that means that it's something that he is consistent and he doesn't move. It's very heavy. You cannot carry that from one place. Sending our liver, he does his job all the time. To be able to survive, a person needs the liver. The liver is very important. ההבדל בין המכובד לבזוי מתואר בפרק הראשון בתהילים. He said for the person that he, the difference between respectful one and between the person that he is not respectful is coming in the first chapter of Tehillim. Bless the one that he did not stand and he did not walk and he did not sit with those people, that they are wicked people. Because if a person is going to stand and then he's going to walk and then he's going to sit with them. So he said the person that he is not even getting close to this environment of the people that they are. He doesn't even stand with the wicked and he's not going to walk with them and he's not for sure he's not going to sit with them. And that's what they call it, Ashrei Ish Asher Lo Halach, and bless the one that he did not went in all the wicked idea of people around him. V'haya ke'et shatul al kalpei al pelegei mayim, that he was like a tree that he is planted on the roots of river. Asher peryo yiten b'ito, that he be able to bring the fruit in time. V'lo ken ha'reshaim ki'im kamot asher yiten ruach, and the wicked people, oh, this one say left, they do. This one say right, they do. They are like the leaf in the wind and they're moving without to have any consistency. Ashrei hu v'leshon chizuk v'kiyum. Ashrei, that's basically a blessing, that this is a strength and sustaining. Mo lo ta'amod, lo tim'ad oshrav. ולא כמו שמקובל לחשוב שהוא מלשון שמחה. He said that when Tehillim, Lamed Zayin, verse Lamed Aleph, that means Tehillim 37, verse 31, he said that the person, לא תעמוד אושרב, that אושרב, that means it's not that he's going to be happy, or it's not coming, it doesn't come from osher, from simcha. No, he said that this is אושרב, this from the word אשרי, that you cannot understand what is the blessing that this man have that he consistent. Rabbi Akiva learned from that. When he was not, he was a very simple guy, he was a shepherd. His wife saw the vision on him that he could be something because he was very consistent. Even in the simple thing that he did to be a shepherd, he was very consistent. Nobody can move him. And he was 40. He took his son to the cheder. When he passing by, he see the water dripping from the roof on the stone. And he see drip after drip and the water making a hole in the stone. The water was so soft, making the hole by the stone. He couldn't understand that. Every day passing by until he sit there and he tried to figure out what's going on here. How can water so soft can make a hole in the stone? And he learned that the consistency of the water, drip, 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 can make a hole in the stone. He's saying here the same thing. He said, Ashrei, it's coming from the word of blessing. That the blessing, that the strength of this person, that he consistent, that he will be able to succeed on whatever he does. ולא כמו שמקובל לחשוב שהוא משנה שמחה. It's not from the learn of from the word of happiness of ashrav. It's from it's not simcha. It doesn't mean happiness. כי הוא מתן ומאושר יש לאדם שהוא כעת שתול על פלגי מים. When a person is close to the water and he is very strong, very consistent, and he is close to the water, and he's going to bring everything, all his reality, his strength, and he's going to be able to bring food on time. That all his life, he taking it from the roots of the water. מצורף אליה בתמידות וקביעות, that means he connect to this water constantly. והיא קיומה בזכות עצמה. And he be able to sustain himself with his own reward. The same thing the wife. The wife, when she is at home and she sustain everything the way it's supposed to be, and she create a home that this home going to be able to be dwell everything, the light and the husband and everything, nobody can tell, nobody can move her. She have her own home, her own universe. She is very strong by herself. Lady should not think that the home it's something that that's the only place that the lady can feel secure in this universe. That's the only place that the lady can build a home with the children and a husband and a grandchildren and a grand-grandchildren and to build a wonderful family. That's only with the home, only with the husband. And if the lady know how to influence, if the lady today knew the strength, they can kill with a smile. They just bury, they lower the bar too low. They listen to everything in the environment. If they just going to trust themselves and they listen to what the Torah gave them, even Eve, the first lady, God make Adam. God made him. With her mouth and with her smile, she be able to convince him to do anything for her. Even God made man. God made him. With her smile and her mouth, she doesn't need anything else. She can convince him to do anything for her. But if the lady think that, they said that the eyes is everything. The eyes in the lady is everything. She can shine to the person. She can give him a good word. With a smile, believe me, they don't need, they got everything. God gave them the strength for that. Adam, she persuaded him to do it as she wish. And if the lady gonna understand that her strength is the consistency, זהו מצד הכבוד, and this on the side of the honor. ההפך ממנו הרשע, and the opposite side is the wicked, שהוא קל, that is light, and he is not respectful, ואין לו קיום קבוע בזכות עצמו, he cannot sustain himself with himself. וכל ענייניו תלויים במצב החיצוני, that all his aspect is only what's going on the street, God forbid. כמוצא שריתן אור, it is like the flower, the things that dry flower in the desert, that the wind take them away. הרשע איבד את זכות קיומו. The wicked, he lost his reward to be able to sustain himself. היותו בעולם תלויה במשתנה במקרים. That he's existing. Oh, what this one gonna say? What this gonna do? This, the outside universe. Instead of to look into his own home. Same thing the wife. שאינם נעשים בעבורו ולא תלויים בו ובזה נראית בחירותו. That means that he is get influenced with things that they are not belong to him, that is not important, and that's the reason he is got so low. דברים אלה יובן מדוע הכבוד הוא עיקר מצוות השבת. And from this we need to understand why the honor is the most important mitzvah of Shabbos. Ha-Shabbat noseret et tavlit ma'aseh ha-Bereshit. That means the Shabbos bring back the light of the creation the way it was in the sixth day, when God created the universe. U'bazeh nimtza kiyum ha-shalem v'ha-itan b'yoter. And with this, this is the biggest strength that the person could have, that he can relate to the day of creation. That the day before the sin, the day what could be, that when Mashiach will come, we're going to have 1,000 years of Shabbos. You know what is 1,000 years of Shabbos? But if a person doesn't know what does it mean, Shabbos, how can he be able to even think together? If a person doesn't know how to sustain Shabbos with honor and respect and this, the way a person keeping Shabbos here, that's the way he's going to do it later. And by the way, from getting out from Egypt, the Jewish people, when the Torah tells us, after 110 years from Yosef that he passed away, it was many people there that was alive, that they knew the taste of Shabbos by Yosef's home. That they knew it. That's the reason they can relate to this freedom and to this honor that Moshe Rabbeinu, the first time he went to the Jewish people to see that they are in slavery, he gave them the Shabbos. He went to Paro and said, you're going to kill the economy of Shabbos. You're going to kill the economy of Egypt. These people need to rest. And he gave them the Shabbos. So people can relate. We said to do tshuva, to come back. Tshuva is to come back. If you don't know to what to come back, how you going to... If you don't know what does it mean, a house of shine, of candle, and honor and respect, and beautiful table and beautiful, how are you going to be able to seek for that even? And many people today come in, God forbid, from a broken home that they don't have it. They didn't have it. And how are they going to be able to learn it, to be able to seek for this life with a wife? Or the same thing, the lady. Ha-Shabbat noset et tachlit ma'aseh bereshit. The Shabbos come when we are resting, we don't do anything, everything is prepared, everything is there. This is like Shabbos of Bereshit. ובזה נמצא קיום השלם והאיתן ביותר. And with this, this is the main sustain and strength in the universe, that people can sustain themselves. ולכך מהות השבת. And this is the reason we got Shabbos for. כשלמות הבריאה ותכליתה, that means that to complete the creation, to see godliness and everything, באה לידי בידוי כבוד השבת. When we take and we honor Shabbos, like we are honoring the queen, that she's coming to our neighborhood, or the king, or the president. This is life. This is when we understand what does it mean when Mashiach will come. And if a person knows how to sustain himself, his Shabbos, that he's going to understand that this is the correction of all the creation, that we need to be able to create a vessel for Hashem to dwell in our life, this is the honor of Shabbos. That's the honor that the wife needs to understand. If she build a home and she light a candle and she prepare herself to be a wife, to shine into this home can shine to the rest of the universe. And this is the strength of the wife. And if the wife can understand her strength, like Aaron was lit in the candle, lighting the candle in the Bet HaMikdash, in the Temple Mountain, from this light, all the universe getting light. Just from his candle, every day. If the people should not take it so lightly. When they take the mitzvah of Shabbos, the mitzvah of candle, the house can light to the entire universe. It's not only the candle. She light her soul, she light every soul that coming around with her in the house, everybody getting elevated. When the neighborhood come, when the king come into the neighborhood, or the president, all the media from all the universe, from all the world coming to see, to take, and to make a news about this. The same thing here. We just don't see it. It's more in a spiritual level. But it affects us in every aspect in our life during the week after that. So Bezrat Hashem, that the husband and wife are going to be able to feel when the wife coming home is like the queen of Shabbos coming home, that he need to honor her, he need to respect her, he need to prepare himself, the home, his life, everything just to welcome his wife. The same thing the wife. She needs to be willing to create herself as a vessel for to be able to welcome the husband when he's going to come, that she's going to be ready. And we don't know who is the husband. She needs to be ready to be welcome to whoever is the husband that God sent her, with cherish and honor and respect And that's going to be able to build the trust in Him in Am Yisrael, Mimra B'Yamenu. Amen. I want to thank everybody for watching, everybody for coming. I want to thank Hashem for let us keep broadcasting the Torah that He gave us. Thank you very much. Shavua Tov.